Neshama Lechem, sweetest friends, we are B'siyata D'Shmaya, continuing our previous shiur. We've already seen Niflan Flos B'Torah Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, and it is so rewarding to learn this Torah with you. We are in the sugya of Mitztair Potur Min HaSuke, and we already had three shiurim on this topic, and the Yisoid HaDvarim was that Ptur Mitztair is not a Ptur B'tzuras HaYeshiva, that the Tzuras HaYeshiva can't be B'tzura Shel Tzar, but rather the Ptur is that it's a Hagbolo Nechiyuv, that the Chiyuv goes Ad Kama, that there's no Tzar. The moment there's Tzar, Ois Chiyuv, there's no more of an obligation. And we discussed that at length already. First year was over 50 minutes, the second year was over 30 minutes, so that's close to an hour and a half or so of discussion already. So I encourage you to listen to that, because it's mamish. Every moment is worth its weight in gold, even though moments don't have weight. But if moments had weight, it would be worth its weight in gold plus. וזה אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה שוב על פי תורת מורנו ורבנו זכר צדיק לברכה, הגוין בגודל המופלא ומופלא גרבטובית, שלזכרו לשמוע לזכרו את האבס כל נפש. ובזה יש לפרש מה שכתוב במשנה, בסימן תפרש למתת, על דברי התאז, בסיף כל המתת שם. So with this, we can explain the Chasim Sofer writes in his Chedushim, Tov Reish Lamites, and the Taz, and Siv Kodin Tes, Tov Reish Lamites. Taz writes, and what the Ramo writes over there, Shema She'en, Yishenim B'Sukkah, the reason we're not sleeping in the Sukkah, is because Mitzvah Sukkah is Ish V'Ishtoi, K'derech Shu B'derech Shu Dar Kol HaShana. The Mitzvah of Sukkah is like a man lives all year round. How does a man live all year round? With his wife. He sleeps in the same room as his wife. That's the healthy way to do it. So, in the sukkah, he can't sleep that way. If the woman isn't sleeping in the sukkah, so he's not sleeping with his wife. In theory, she could sleep in the sukkah. But in practice, she's not. So, male, that's why he's pater min ha-sukkah. V'machol shen yochol lishon im ishto, shen lo sukkah miyuchedes, pater. And let's say you're sleeping in a sukkah and there are other people there. It's obviously not sanua for a married woman to be sleeping in the sukkah with other people. So if he doesn't have a special sukkah just for him and his wife, then he's pater. Frek the Taz, Vebazoi, Lo tiezo gam sukkah la'achila. Achrei deba'inen shteiru yala kol. Taz maksheshan, then you can't eat in that sukkah either. If you have a sukkah that your wife can't sleep in, and therefore you're pater from sleeping because you can't be with your wife, so then it's also not a sukkah for eating, because a sukkah has to be roi for everything. It's your house. So if you can't sleep there, then it's not roi for anything. It is your house or it's not. So apparently it's not. So in the middle, there's no mitzvah sukkah. It's matal sesha. Talay yotze yedei chova. So the Taz writes another reason, and that is that since shluchei mitzvah are poter, so too, in other words, another reason why we're pater from sukkah. Shluchei mitzvah are pater, so hachinami, misha nasui isha, somebody who's married to a woman, what's a man's obligation? A man's obligation is to be misamech his wife. What a fun mitzvah. To be misamech his wife on the regal. And if so, if he doesn't want to separate from his wife, so that's called a dvar mitzvah. And therefore he's patur min ha-sukkah b'layla. So in other words, it's a sukkah that's roi for... If it's a sukkah that's roi for both of them to sleep in theory, so it's a kosher sukkah, everything is fine. And what patur's him from sukkah is the fact that that he wants to be misamech his wife. And therefore he's patur min ha-sukkah. Because his wife is sleeping inside. And he wants to be misamech her, sleeping in the same room as her. So memela is patur min ha-sukkah, ayin sham, b'divrei hataz. Frek the nishmas adam, adrabo, adrabo. We paskin in Yeredea, kuf peidalet yud, that somebody who's toru b'mitzvah, patur min ha-samech ha-sishtoi. If you're busy with a mitzvah, you don't have to misamech your wife. So ma pitom, that you're going to be misamech your wife to be mekayim simchas haregel, and you're going to be mevatel mitzvah sukkah. No, you're tarud b'mitzvah sukkah. You're busy with sukkah. You're patur from being misamech your wife. So why is the Taz patering you from this mitzvah? There's no reason to patter you from this mitzvah. You should be chayiv in sukkah. How you want to be misamech your wife? Just like if you're tarud b'mitzvah, you're patur from being misamech your wife. So too, if you're tarud b'mitzvah sukkah, you're patur from being misamech your wife. So this all brings us to the chsam soifer. Zok the chsam soifer anim tzatetet v'shono. The loy koshen midi. The hocha ke'ein teduru b'inon. ואפילו בדירוסוי, כשהיה צורך לשמח את אשתו לדבר מצווה. It's not difficult at all, because here we require kain teduru. And in your house, when you have to be misamech your wife for a dvar mitzvah, haye mechuyav latzeis mibayis lecheder lefoikdo. Let's say you're in your house. Let's say you're in your house and your wife was feeling alone in the room and she wants to be intimate. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to leave where you are and to go to your wife. That's the mitzvah. When you have to misamech your wife, so you got to stop what you're doing and go and leave the living room, leave wherever you are, go into the bedroom, misamech your wife. That's the way you do it at home. And sukkahs came to do. Sukkahs came to do. It's teshuvah came to do. That's sukkah. It has to be like your house. So there's no mitzvah sukkah here. It's not came to do. In your house, you're going to leave where you are, and you're going to go to the bedroom and samech your wife. So to the sukkahs is el bezach. You leave where you came to do. You leave where you are. And you go into the bedroom to be samech your wife. You don't stay in the sukkah, just like in your house. You wouldn't stay in your house. If your wife is in another place, you're going to go be misamech her. So too in the sukkah, you don't sit in the sukkah. If you have the option of being misamech your wife, the mitzvah of being misamech your wife, that's what she wants. Umizah tam! Mitzdar potur min ha-sukkah afo pi shechayv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And for that very reason, mitzdar is potur from sukkah, even though mitzdar is chayv in all mitzvahs. Kain Taduru. It's like you live, and you wouldn't live in a place that gives you tzar. Sukkah not also. You don't have to be in a sukkah if you're going to... It's not going to be Kain Taduru, like in your house. Your house, you're only living without tzar, so to sukkah. Mushimach ilove kain dir to mitzdar yosir mimeno. Mamelein kain mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah sukkah. Zok the chasim sofer, there's no mitzvah sukkah. L'chor, what the chasim sofer means is, he's potter because there's no teshuvah kain teduru. He's potter because it's not kain teduru. When you live, you live with your wife. That's the way it's normally done. And since he's going to be mevatel that, he's potter mitzvah sukkah. But then we have a kasha. Hadro kush yisataz leduchte kim tzurik. The kasha from the Taz. The Taz had gefragt, if that's true, then you're also not yotzei de achila. If this isn't a teishvu kein teduru dike sukkah, if it's not a sukkah that you can live like you normally live in your apartment, in your house, so then it's nishkin sukkah. So if it's not your sukkah for eating, for sleeping, with one's wife, so it's also not your sukkah for eating. So how are you yotzei eating in this sukkah? And that's why, that's what compelled the Taz to say, no, it's not a chisar and a kain teduru. The sukkah is fine. As far as kain teduru, you're cool. But since shluchei mitzvah are patur min ha-sukkah, so here you're a shliach mitzvah, that's why you're allowed to leave. Shliach mitzvah to go and sameach your wife. Can't be a chisar of kain teduru, otherwise you wouldn't be yotzei. So now we look at the Chasam Sofer. Ich kick off in the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer kicked off me. I'm looking at the Chasam Sofer, and he's looking at me. Ich verstehe nicht, was sagt der Chasam Sofer. I don't understand what he's saying, and he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Chasam Sofer is just getting himself back into the trap of the Rama. Rama was in a trap that the Taz put him in. But the Rama said that it's not teshvu kenta duru. If you can't, you're put from sukkah because you can't sleep with your wife. It's not kenta duru. So if it's not kenta duru, frak the Taz, then you can't eat there either. As ma we learn our Chasam Sofer. How did the Chasam Sofer help us? We're right back in the same place we were before. As lefi dvareinu nirah. שכוונתו של החתם סופר ומה שכתב על אי מצוות סוכה של מצטער והוא הדין של המצווה בשמחת אשתו אינה, אני אומר, חייב אדם לומר בלשון רבו כמו שכתוב במשנה בעדויות לכן אני אוהב לומר בלשון מורי ורבי מורינו ורבינו זצה והוא הדין של מצוות סוכה that the Chasam Sofer apparently means is based on what we learned in the earlier shiurim when the Chasam Sofer says that there's no mitzvah sukkah if one is mitztayer, and therefore there's also no mitzvah sukkah if one is mitzvah b'simchas ishtoi, because mitztayer is docha not kein teduru, and simchas ishtoi, if you can't be mesamech your wife, it's not kein teduru. That's l'cha'oira what he was saying. But the answer is no. That those two things, ein she'ena she'enain zu sukkah kevan she'en badira keshel kein teduru. Not pshat that it's not a sukkah because there's no ke'en to do, but rather a kavanai she'en kan chiyuv mitzvah sukkah the kanal legabe mitztayim duah din shekenu b'chayiv l'samech es ishtoi v'lo yamrinen b'chay gavne shekevin sheishal av mitzvah memeila ina chayiv l'simcha k'mo shikshanish mas odom ela adrab amrinan shal matzav shal chiyuv simcha harei hu meniyah misukkah kemeniyah shal tzar shebchay gavne what this means is that there's no chiyuv mitzvah sukkah like we find by mitztayer. Just like there's no chiyuv by mitztayer, there's also no chiyuv l'sameach es ishto. And we don't say that since there's a mitzvah, like the Nishmas Adam wanted to say, no, you have a mitzvah sukkah, you're not chayav l'sameach your wife. No, we don't say that. Fakert! We say that in a matzav of chiyuv sukkah, chiyuv simcha, that's a maniyah, that prevents you from sukkah. Just like the maniyah of tzar, just like tzar prevents you from sitting in the sukkah. Shebechai gavin, there's no mitzvah of sukkah. So too, when there's an inyan of l'samech es ishto. And that's what we saw in the previous shir from the Imrei Bine, the mitzvah d'rabbanan, that we don't say osek b'mitzvah patur mana mitzvah by mitzvah d'rabbanan, are not necessarily put to pater mitzvah d'oraisa. But by sukkah, mitzvah d'rabbanan does pater. Why? Because shiny mitzvah sukkah, that just like you have by tsar. Tsar pushes off mitzvah sukkah. So too, mitztayer pushes off mitzvah sukkah. Why should a mitzvah rabbanah be any less than mitztayer? So just like mitztayer pushes off his own mitzvah sukkah, so too mitzvah rabbanah. Why? Because this is a patur mi mitzvah sukkah. It's not pshat that the sukkah is not roy l'diras ish v'ishtay, like the Rama says. No. The sukkah is a beseder gomor dika sukkah. Harei pshita shen kan kol psu b'sukkah roy l'achila. As long as the sukkah is roy l'achila, that's a beseder sukkah. And therefore you can eat in the sukkah. But in mitzvah shena, you are not chayiv. The gavra is putter. Why is the gavra putter? Because the chayiv doesn't go that far. The chayiv only goes as far as where there's no tsar. The moment there's tsar, there's no chiv. There's no chiv. It's a kosher sukkah. But this person has tsar, so he's not chayiv. It's a sukkah. That's the patur of mitzar. And who adin? When a guy wants to be samech his wife, he wants to be samech his wife wants to be samech her. So now there's no chiyuv of sukkah now. It's not that the sukkah isn't right. The sukkah is beseder gamur. The sukkah is good for achiyuv. It's a gittes sukkah. The only thing is that you're only chayiv ad kama, that there's no mitzvah to be misameach your wife. Just like mitzvah d'oraisa, I say mitzvah padim mitzvah, and even mitzvah d'rabbanan by sukkah. If you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it pads you from sukkah. Because you're only chayiv ad kama, that there's no mitzvah involved, just like you're chayiv only ad kama, that there's no tsar. The moment there's tsar, now you're in a territory that you're not chayiv. The moment there's a mitzvah, now you're in a territory that you're not chayiv. So who adin if you can be want to be misameach your wife? Your wife wants you to be misameach her, so now you're in the territory that there's no chiyuv of sukkah. The sukkah mitzad atzmo is a good sukkah. You can sit in the sukkah. It's a beseder dika sukkah. And the only thing is, the only chisaron is that you are not chayiv. Because at kama that there's a mitzvah to misameach your wife, unlike the nishmas adam, the chasim sofer is holding. Unlike the nishmas adam, just like at kama that there's tzar, you're not chayiv in misameach, you're not chayiv in mitzvah sukkah. Because in that territory of tzar, there's no chiyuv sukkah. Just like there's no chiyuv to spend more than a fifth on a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv if there's tzar. So too, if you're in the territory of having samecha, there's no chiyuv. Having samecha, wife, there's no chiyuv of mitzvahs sukkah. And that apparently is pshat in the Chasam Sofer. And this one, tefasta mirbelo tefasta, tefasta mor tefasta. This was gevaldik. We have veltz more to say, Rabbi Yisai. And we are going to conclude now. And wish ourselves bracha that we should be zeicha to continue and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. This was awesome. Awesome. Saying Rabbeinu's Taurus. Aisigavenach. Afarniganim. Mamisha. Ta'anug. Ta'anug elyon. Nein olam haba. No, Morai v'rabotai, na'alei sherem adi. Toda rabba shikshavtem. Shalom, shalom, ahuvah, yidai, morai v'rabotai.